You're probably wondering what all of this means, aren't you? Let me explain. Did you know that you and I, and every other human being that ever existed, have exactly the same scientific name? That name is Homo sapiens, which means wise man. We don't always deserve such a flattering name, do we? Because we often do some really stupid things. Now, the two parts of that scientific name is almost like your surname, Homo, and your name, sapiens. But instead of calling it a surname, we call it the genus. And instead of calling it your name, we call it a species. Likewise, the scientific name of all living organisms consists of two parts, the genus and the species. The lion's surname and name, or genus and species name, is Panthera leo. And that of the leopard is Panthera pardus. Both are classified under the same genus, Panthera. And both, together with all the other cat species and variations, are all classified under the same family, the cat family named Felidae. Then they are further classified into the same order, class, and phylum, and eventually under the animal kingdom. But we don't want to go into so much detail. We will only focus on the species, the genus, and the family level of classification. Many species make up a genus, and many genera, this is the plural of genus, make up a family. This is why there are more species than genera, and more genera than families. According to God's word, the original created kinds were created with distinct separate gene pools. Your gene pool is almost like a genetic toolbox that contains an abundance of solutions to help you adapt to possible future environmental challenges. Each original kind consisted of at least two members, a male and a female of the same kind, and they could reproduce more of their own kind. One kind, for example a dog kind, cannot reproduce with another kind, a cat kind, to produce fertile offspring.